Hit Sound Ideas, there's an art to painting U.S. presidents. No pun intended. Chaz Fagan has depicted all of them, and he says showing the character of each individual is sometimes a tough task. There's an exhibit of the North Carolina painter's work at Bloomington's Eastland Mall. C-SPAN commissioned the portraits for a series it aired on American presidents in the late 1990s. Fagan spoke with GLT's Judy Valente about his love of presidential history and some of the surprising discoveries he made trying to depict each of these history makers.
So start with the earliest presidents, and there you can collect a limited number of portraits that exist of them that were painted from life, put them all together side by side, and try to see what the guy might have really looked like. And I thought that would be the hardest part, and when I get through that, it would just be smooth sailing because we have photography that came in. And it was right up until, I guess, it became the invention of the flash bulb. Because with photography, the early photographers were true artists and really setting up beautiful lighting and showing the shape of the face, which is the key for the artist, for me. So the earliest photographs were beautiful, and they were able to tell me a lot. The more modern photographs with the flash, eventually the flash became located on the camera. And so if you can imagine you're flashing a light, like flashing a flashlight at someone's face directly, you're not really seeing the shape of it. Whereas if you have an angled light off from the side like they do in movies, you can really see the shape and topography of that face and figure out, you know, what it is. So it turned out that the more modern presidents were the most difficult. We got too used to photographs. The flashbulb deleted all the shapes. And then, you know, we got used to candids and you know, interrupted moments where they're speaking and you know, things like that. Not the classic pensive moments.
Who was the hardest to paint?
I had a hard time with President Carter. You have to find images of that era. He's obviously been photographed a ton since his presidency. But I was looking for that particular time period.
Right, because he's obviously doesn't look today as he looked when he was president.
He's a very recognizable, handsome man, but not as he did. And so I had to search and search and search, and I did have a very difficult time. But the result, I did what I thought I would never do, which was actually paint a smiling president. The idea of a portrait is trying to have that interpretive face. So a face where you can look at it and you can see some humor, perhaps see some deep thought at the same time, but you can bring to it what you wish. And the smile kind of negates that a bit, in that you have a person looking back at you smiling, and therefore you can't think of anything serious, or that he's thinking anything serious at the time when you're looking at him.
Is that the reason not to paint the presidents with a smile?
Yeah, I mean, just on a personal basis. I tend to do that in general when painting or sculpting people. Because it allows so much more interpretation. You can interact with the person, you know, hanging on the wall or standing in an atrium or something, so much more if you have a mix of expressions that you can find as the viewer. With a smile, you're just left with a person smiling, and there's no interpretation left. But with President Carter, the best images by far were the smiling ones, and again, remembering that time period well myself, that was very true. The image that was portrayed of him was the constant smile.
Did your own politics ever enter it into it? I mean, I might have some difficulty if I were an artist having to paint some of the presidents I didn't particularly care for.
there's always something you can relate to or hang your thoughts and theme on if you can. But no, my goal was really just trying to represent them, the faces, trying to. For C-SPAN, the goal was to have all these images be very consistent so that you see that continuity of our history with all these people and all these transitions of power, but you still have the continuity. And that was my goal and aim.
Final question. Did it occur to you while you were doing these portraits that there was something that was missing? There were no females?
Well, definitely. And that, you couldn't help that, but I have to say I think the C-SPAN has added details of the first ladies, things like that added to the panel describing the president and his term. But as to all men, there's I had no choice in that. History does, but that'll come in time.
Chaz Fagan is the portrait artist who has painted the portraits of all 45 presidents. Thank you so much for talking with me.
It's wonderful to be here.
I'm Judy Valente.
The traveling exhibit of Chaz Fagan's American Presidents is on display at Eastland Mall through June 28th. Although there have been 45 presidents, there are only 44 portraits. That's because Grover Cleveland held the office for non-consecutive terms. He was both the 22nd and 24th president of the United States. You're listening to Sound Ideas.